People started gathering on the Halifax Mall late yesterday afternoon. By the time NAACP State President Reverend William Barber started speaking, the crowd was enormous. As Barber stood on a makeshift stage, surrounded by faith leaders, community organizers, and professors, he said they're not planning to scale back their efforts anytime soon.
Don't ask us when we'll stop. Ask Tillis and Berger and the man in the governor's mansion. When will they stop? When will they stop hurting children? When will they stop hurting the sick? When will they stop hurting our public schools? When will they stop hurting our economics? Because if they stop, we'll stop. But we can't stop as long as people are being hurt.
Barber and other organizers want Republican Speaker of the House Tom Tillis and Senate President Phil Berger to stop their chambers from passing bills they say would restrict voting rights, shorten unemployment benefits, and cut funding for education, among others. Barber told the crowd he's especially opposed to Republican plans to revamp the tax code by lowering personal and corporate income taxes and broadening the sales tax base.
When you cut taxes on corporations, and personal income tax, and then raise sales taxes, and make folk have to pay for hairdos, and haircuts, and food, and prescription drugs. Something wrong with that. It's deeply disturbing.
Many of the people who attended the rally yesterday say they've been motivated to become more politically involved. Jacqueline Hall is a history professor at UNC Chapel Hill who was arrested a few weeks ago at another Monday protest. She says she wasn't compelled by one issue in particular.
It was the accumulation and the relentlessness and the extremity of these bills. And the sense of an echo chamber of people who just are supposed to be governing the state of North Carolina and all the people in it, but are actually just listening to themselves.
Inside the legislature, a long line of protesters who'd agreed to be arrested ushered themselves up to the second floor of the building, where they stood between the huge gold doors that serve as entrances to the House and Senate chambers. The police snapped white plastic restraints around their wrists and led them to buses sent by the Department of Prisons. As he looked on, Democratic Representative Garland Pierce said he approves of the protesters.
It's a multicultural crowd. It's a multiracial crowd. If it was only one group of people, only blacks, but they just say it's just blacks screaming and hollering about stuff. Well, what do you say about doctors, lawyers, nurses, and people here who are professionals who are speaking out? How do you silence them?
And media outlets from across the country are listening. Just a few steps away, Melissa Harris Perry of MSNBC was arguing with Republican Senator Tom Goolsbee.
So for you, this is fundamentally about deficit and budget.
This is about keeping our ship of state afloat. This is about being responsible legislators.
So then why propose tax cuts?
So you think we can tax people into prosperity?
When asked what the buzz was among Republican legislators about Moral Mondays, Goolsbee shot down the question.
There's none. We're up here keeping our promises to the voters, and that's what we're going to keep doing. I appreciate anybody coming out and speaking to us. I like to have people. This is the people's house. Everybody has a right to come here.
It's hard to say how much attention Republican leaders are paying to the protests. So far, the events don't seem to have changed their policies. But organizers say they're energized by growing support for the protests, and they plan to keep having them until lawmakers finish up this year's legislative session. Jessica Jones, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.